Great. My personal favorite.
What we got here?
The Freeburg Community High School Midgets.
Come on, baby.
But they never come up short. There's literally a midget with boxing gloves.
Wait, hold on. Here's the question. Are they, is it a real school?
Is it? No, this
is a real
school,
school full of midgets. No, yeah, it is.
If there's a school of midgets out there, I want to go.
How do you think Willy Wonka got started?
What is up, everybody? Obviously, we are on the road down in Gainesville, Florida at our YAF event. Going to show Lady Ballers, do some great Q&A. Really, really excited. If you can't make it out there, obviously, we're going to have clips and really excited to be doing that. But we're not going to leave you with no content.
Can't do that.
I know
that.
We've been traveling. We've been like Carmen Sandiego the past 3 weeks. Where in the world are they? Where
Gilmore
are
Girls.
They? Oh, surprise.
Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore
what?
Girls.
Huh? Who said that?
Wow. Gilmore Girls?
Or is it, no, wrong. The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
That's worse.
But you're talking about traveling,
at least that
dude.
Makes sense. The first one, you just been watching
Gilmore Girls? Don't hate on Gilmore Girls. It's not bad.
I'm not. Well, just, that was weird. Bad.
Yeah, so we thought.
Now it's weird.
But we thought today we would go over a compilation of what we believe in the crack team here at the Daily Wire, which is Justine and Skylar, have compiled a list of the most offensive mascots ever, of all time. This is spanning the globe.
This is all time.
This is all time. And once we read them, you're going to understand why it's all time.
I haven't seen these.
All right, so it's time to put your big boy pants on. Hit that subscribe button. Make sure you share the video. We love you guys. We weren't going to leave you without any context. So, content. So we have some explanations for these underneath them. David does not know any of these. He does not know. Me and Blaine both have the papers. The papers?
I want to be offended.
The papers!
Like, the papers!
I legitimately want to be offended here.
Oh, you're, well...
Michigan sucks and they cheated.
Yeah, well, that's crazy. The first one is
the Michigan. That's the first mascot?
Stupid, that's what she wanted,
Did it get any worse than that?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, and there's the
end
video.
Of list.
I know.
No, all right, Blaine.
Yes.
Start. Let's go ahead and start with number 11 here.
Okay.
It's not in order. We just have a compilation. We're going to go back and forth. Go ahead.
Number 11, the Rob Stone Cotton Pickers.
Oh, out of
the
Texas?
Cotton Pickers?
Yep.
That's aggressive. That's aggressive, but now, at the same time,
now we'll say
get picked. What's your shirt going to get made of?
I will say, Texas does lead the U.S. in cotton production, and cotton pickers, according to this, does not evoke images of the modern booming cotton industry. It's why this country doesn't call its subways underground railroads.
That's just tough. We can't.
Well, it's tough to get past that one. It's tough to get past that one. It is.
Yeah, but it's
I
like,
mean,
look.
Can we not think of something a little cleaner?
So we're
a little
we're,
more a little.
But
subtle.
if that's the state's largest agricultural draw, the cotton's got to get picked.
Robstown Cotton Getters.
Yeah, I mean, the Cotton Getters sounds even worse. That sounds even worse.
Cotton balls.
The cotton.
See, again, they probably did this. We're saying what
they already did what we're doing.
All right, we're gonna save. You know what? I'm just gonna do it.
This hey, number 10 is Jake's favorite.
This
he,
now
favorite.
It's Butte, Idaho.
No, it's
but not. You know it's spelled B-U-T-T-E.
So the Butt like, Pirates.
The Butt Pirates.
They're the Butt Pirates?
They gotta know.
Sponsored by who?
They're the Butt Pirates.
The Butt. The it's I'm
that
sure
one's
it's
not
Butte,
real.
But it's they know what they did. It's Butt with an E. You got somebody, either they let like an 11-year-old name the mascot. Or it was just one of those jokes that nobody else is in on. Or this is one of the funniest places ever, and I would love to go visit.
It's like they came up pedophiles. With the name just to joke around, but then they like won state that year. So
and
you
then
can't
it
change
stuck.
It
you
now.
Can't change it.
That's
you can't
definitely
change
not
it.
What
the Butte you
have a lot of questions.
Or the Butt Pirates. It's look, I respect it.
Butt Pirates.
Well, speaking of pirates, facing the IRS without a professional, it's not a smart move. And a Tax Network USA. They are armed with professionals. They are the Avengers to help you against the IRS. They have the best strategic advice to help reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. We know the IRS, they're bearing down. Seems like they're everywhere. You need to have a plan in place in case they bring it to your door. And you can call today. This is Tax Network USA, 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. 845-6000 or visit their website at tnusa.com/booster. They'll give you a free private consultation on how you can settle your tax debt today. It's a fantastic group of people. They really care about helping you guys. That's tnusa.com/booster. Attack your tax
bill. He's y'all's favorite Avenger.
Mine?
Mm-hmm.
God, I would probably say, what did you say?
Iron Man.
What did you say? Bullet?
I've learned.
What did he say?
Iron Man. No,
I'll probably say Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Bullseye.
Bullseye.
Which apparently—
I meant Hawkeye.
No, well, apparently, and somebody had to correct me on social media. I think it was the guy that does that Mac football podcast. I may be wrong. Bullseye isn't a dark Avenger.
What?
That, like, it's like
this whole time I was
isn't
right?
That the guy from, is that not the guy from Suicide Squad?
Not Will Smith.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
That's Deadeye.
Deadeye.
That's
Deadeye, Bullseye.
But apparently Bullseye.
So Iron Man.
So I was right this whole time.
Well, you didn't mean to be right.
Right, nonetheless. You ever put C on Scantron and you didn't fully know, you get credit on that.
That's exactly right. That's why I put C every time.
I like Iron Man.
Because some of them had to be C.
The only one I know for sure is
Iron Man's good answer.
Iron Man is the best.
Yeah. All right, number 9. The Hereford Whitefaces. God!
Yeah, it's in Texas again.
The Whitefaces?
Apparently, the team is named for a breed of cattle that has a white face. And in hippie states, people wouldn't even have time to complain about any potential clanny overtones of white faces because they'd be too upset over someone thinking their kids are cattle. Can you imagine the black faces?
Well, shouldn't this offset the Redskins?
Now, is
there like a team picture?
Racist toward white people.
I just want to know, why isn't there an uproar to get this changed?
If blackface is wrong, whiteface has to be wrong. But to me, I see nothing wrong with this.
But here's the argument that would get made. I can't believe you are going to have a mascot be called the White Faces and exclude black people. We need the Hereford Black Faces as well. But if you do that, then the uproar would be that's racist.
Yeah, well, sooner or later, it's going to be just a room full of people pointing fingers at each other for no reason.
Yeah, we're there.
Yeah.
It's probably what it's turned into. All right. Here's a good one. Out of Illinois, the Hoopston Corn Jerkers.
Not the Corn Jerkers. That's not real.
Now,
I promise myself I've never
mascot is a corn cob with a face, arms, and legs.
That makes
They've
it worse.
Embraced their unique name, and they even have the Corn Jerker Festival every year, which sounds like a pedophile sting.
Yeah, that.
The Corn Jerkers.
The corn jerkers.
It's worse because you put a face on them.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. If it was just corn. Maybe.
That is still bad.
Maybe.
You put legs on them.
Who's the best player on their team?
Put arms on them.
Spanky?
Ronnie Jerkinson.
Yeah, Ronnie Jerkinson and Spanky are running.
They run the
pick and roll.
Why can you not be like the Corn Cobs or like the Cornies? Like somebody had to put Jerker in
or the
there.
Corn
which there's
Yankers.
Only one thing you think of when you hear the term Jerker. Let's be honest. It's not somebody that makes beef jerky. Not Hoopston.
Hold on. I thought we were talking about beef jerky.
No. No, we're not.
Wrapped around the corn.
No, it's that's not what's...
I don't know what I'm allowed to say on YouTube.
Yeah, so. That's not what's right. There's things that are wrapped around
the
corn.
I think you know what they mean, you know.
All right, we got another one from Texas, Blaine. And
number 7, the Frisco Fighting Coons.
Man.
Why do I get all the racist reads? Are y'all trying to corner me right now into something?
So...
Are they the Fighting Coons, or well, they're just the...
It's Fighting Coons, but in 2002... The school board did decide that coons was just too offensive, so they changed it to the raccoons. But I mean, it's
you know, maybe
I mean, that's tough, man.
South Park,
that's
Cartman.
Tough. Yeah, that's different.
The coon.
That's different though. That's South Park. That's an animated.
Didn't he buy the Redskins at one Central. Point?
Yeah,
the Fighting Coons.
That's
the
aggressive. Fighting,
what is that like? Remember the Titans? He's like, my boy ain't playing for no Coach Coon.
Coach Coon. No, what he did? He did play for Coach.
He did play. And guess what? They won state.
I'll never forgive Ryan Gosling for giving up.
Left side.
Strong side.
There we go.
What did he say in Forrest Gump? He's like,
I started running.
Not raccoons, you idiot.
God, I need to watch that movie. Oh, this is my personal favorite.
What we got here?
Back to Illinois, the Freeburg Community High School Midgets.
Come on,
no
baby.
Way.
But they never come up short. They're
Come
the
on.
Midgets. And listen, they haven't ran away from it. They're still the Midgets. They went full, let's piss everybody off. their logo is basically a guy who goes out of his way to date a woman who's like 5'4 and sits around with his buddies cussing out Peter Dinklage's success.
Does Santa know that you left the workshop?
There's literally a midget with boxing gloves.
You want to talk about a group of people who embraced?
Yes.
Who embraced Freeburg. The name.
Freeburg.
Midgets.
What's the controversial part? Is it Freeburg?
I don't think you can say midget now.
Yeah, it's like...
Well, it's free. You can't say free.
Well, that's exclusionary. Yeah, you're just marginalizing them off into the periphery of society.
Can you imagine, though, if you lost to that team and, like, you had, like...
Can you imagine if they were all giants?
Wait, hold on. Here's the question. Is it a real school?
No, it's a real school full of midgets. No, yeah, it is.
Hold on. I need to know this.
Yes, it is.
Is this a school for midgets?
No, it's
a school for midgets. Yes,
it where is. Everyone's a midget.
Where everyone's a midget, including the teachers.
It's like that TLC show.
I looked it up online. You can look it up right now. You can look it up right now.
Are you lying?
No, I'm dead ass serious.
Hold on,
I'm dead ass serious.
Freeburg.
I'm telling you right now. I'm going to be honest with you. If there's a school of midgets out there, I want to go.
How do you think Willy Wonka got started?
Is that see?
Okay, the existing school was constructed in 1929, becoming the home of the Freeburg Midgets. The original mascot was named Marty the Midget.
See, they're all midgets, even the mascot.
Is the school little? It just makes you think it's Zoolander.
A name that lasted through the 1960s. Okay, Freeburg Community High School, here we go. Freeburg Community High School was founded in 1904, two-year school.
I don't care when they're founded, David. Are they all midgets or not?
Traditional four-year high school. Yep. Two students were presented with Freeburg High School diplomas. The existing school was constructed in 1929.
You know how long it took them to build that?
This is a regular...
Wasn't easy. All right. Took a while. All right. Took a while. A lot of hard work.
Marty.
Oh, God. Wow. See, now it's just gone off the rails. I knew this was going to go off the rails eventually. All right, the next one in Blaine. This goes just, why is all this in Illinois and Texas? Here you go. Read it. You got to read it.
It's the pecan chickens and miso sorry.
The what?
Wait, it's the
pecan
chinks.
Chinks.
Not chickens.
Oh.
The pecan chinks?
Why am I getting all the racist reads, dude?
So, in 1980, they changed it to the pecan dragons.
That makes now, are better.
Why a school in central Illinois is so determined to hang on to...
That's in Illinois?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in Illinois. Pecan, Illinois. They were called the Chinks.
That's where Jackie Chan's son went.
Smacky Chan, his son.
Me so Did sorry.
He? Can you imagine that? Just imagine the shirts.
I'm trying.
The shirts, the pep rallies. The pep rallies against them. That's basically the Korean War.
Golly. Again, so was this school just for Asians?
No, this is in the middle of Illinois, which now may be just all Asian. I don't know. But, like, I don't think back then it was. I think they were just being
picked. You want to talk about test scores?
Yeah.
Math is out the roof.
Come on. Do math.
Yeah, talk about a magnet school.
Can't get into Harvard.
Math. Kung Fu, miso soup, orange chicken.
It's like what they say. Where's your calculator? It's right here, bro.
Yeah.
It's right here. All right, the next one. And this one. There's a backstory to this, okay? The Orofino, Idaho Maniacs. And you may say, Maniacs. Jake.
Yeah.
Jake. Like, that's not that offensive. Well, it may not be that offensive, but let me tell you why they named it that. So... Yeah, to me, they say maniacs isn't politically correct. That's ridiculous. You're a maniac. Orofino, Idaho is home to a state mental hospital. Apparently, the high school and the mental hospital were right next to each other. So they went with the maniac, which makes sense. I like that a lot better than midgets or chinks.
Whoa.
So aggressive,
How
man.
Dare you?
With the hard C.
With the hard M. M.
Come on, man.
Hard imp maniac?
Yeah.
Or midgets?
All of it.
What if you have a maniac midget? What happens then?
That's a whole different school. The girl goes to a whole different school.
That bad guy off the Captain America Civil War movie happens. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Become,
so to me, I thought this was... Some people will think calling people maniacs is offensive. I mean, that's a...
Maniacs, maniacs.
I've called my wife maniac. She's called me a maniac.
There's a whole song.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, what do you got next?
Number three, the Wopton Wops. Yay! Wow. That's not good.
No shame.
The So this is North Dakota.
It's from that song, right? Right?
What? Yeah. That's WAP with an A, buddy.
That's a whole different
thing. So they held out until the 1990s before they changed it from WAPs to Huskies. But if you don't know, WAP is a racist Italian term, I guess. Without papers.
Oh, I didn't know it was
what it was about. Why they were called that. If you go watch like any World War II historical documentary, they just call each other by like the racist name of where they're from.
And they were all best friends.
All best friends. Like, this is Benny. He's a WAP from Jersey.
They were
and
all
like,
best friends.
Hey, what's up, man? It's me, Benny.
Now look at us.
Now look at him.
Sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally different, but same. If same you know. Well, look, a lot of these mascots aren't going to make people feel good, and that's okay. But if you do want to feel
good. And the corn jerkers.
Well, that's a very astute observation by you. I agree.
Thanks, Coach.
But if you want to go out drinking with the boys,
yeah.
the girls, maybe you're watching, you know, the game. It's a tailgate. We're grilling out. We're chilling out. And you want to enjoy some cold beverages. Maybe it's a great night out with the lady somewhere expensive trying to sew your show, trying to show your flash and sizzle, all right? Ooh. You got to drink something before you go, though, and you won't feel as bad. And you know what I'm talking about if you've ever gone out and had a drink with Z-Biotics.
Yeah.
All right? You take this before you go. You drink it before you go out to drink, and you don't feel as bad the next day.
Can we clip that right there?
Right there.
That
slow.
Right there.
Look me in the eyes.
I can't wait.
You need to go, and if you want a great deal, I'm telling you, this part, we've all tried this. We all go over to Kat's house, watch the games,
religious.
Maybe have a couple adult beverages. I want to wake up the next morning ready to attack the day. All right, we're an up-tempo offense lifestyle. So if you want to live that up-tempo offense lifestyle, go to zbiotics.com/booster to get 15% off your first order with code booster at checkout. Zbiotics is backed by 100% money back guarantee. So if you are unsatisfied for any reason, which you won't be, they'll refund your money, and they won't even ask you any questions. So go to zbiotics.com, that's zbiotics.com/booster, and use that code booster, which is B-O-O-S-T-E-R, I think y'all know how to spell, at least some of you, for that 15% off your first order at checkout. Zbiotics, the drink that drinks sadness. All right, number two, the Laurel Hill, we're going down to Florida. Hobos.
God, that sign didn't help.
All right. So Laurel Hill, Florida has an annual hobo festival every October, or is what we call the
Biden administration.
The Biden administration.
The White House.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that's coming. So every second Saturday in October, the Hobo Festival, it's 2 days. Now, to me is the term hobo. I feel like hobo is a nice way of saying bum.
Okay, I have a lot of questions. First of all, there's a festival?
There's a festival.
How do they get there?
They walk.
From
they
where?
Hitchhike?
From where?
Is it actual,
not from here.
Is it actual hobos, though?
Or is it people dressing
stuff
up as
hobos?
That's a big difference.
That's no, I think y'all are confusing Halloween. Like, this is a hobo festival.
How are they getting there?
They all, well, how did South Park get in there? They just played a bunch of, like, hippie granola
They drew
music.
Them. It's animated.
They're like, hey, hey,
like the type of people who can make it down to the hobo festival.
How do you even get the message to them?
Huh?
Yeah. Was there on their iPhone?
Dude, you want to know how to communicate fast? Tell one hobo. Will you ever play the game Telephone?
With a hobo?
With hobos across the country? You tell one thing.
Have you?
Up in the state of Washington. I can tell a hobo.
Are
I
you
tell
playing
things all the time.
Telephone with
the one under the bridge. The one under the bridge right around the studio.
Someone call me.
He knows my manuscript. But I, you literally, like, you could tell a hobo in the state of Washington, like, hey, the festival's, like, October 2nd.
Free soup.
This is what, yeah, free food.
Crack.
We're going to let y'all inside and stuff. And possibly crack. But by the time it gets down to Florida, it's all messed up.
You like, know what? That's interesting because I feel like they knew about the poop map in California before
they made
anyone
it.
Else.
They made it.
They're like, hey, if you can poop.
They were the
streets,
Jackson Pollock.
That's actually artistry, David.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, street art. Mm-hmm.
So how are they getting to the festival?
No one, well, again,
that doesn't
who talks more than homeless people? That's all they have to do.
Is Justine? This in Florida?
Yes, in Florida.
That's the biggest draw for Laurel Hill is the Hobo Festival? We got to look. God. Name me head coach.
There's not a lot.
Name me head coach.
You don't want to, David.
You don't want to
be head coach
there.
There's going to be a lot of changes.
You should be the Freeburg Midgets head coach. How funny would that
be? No, I was just saying, it's funny if they're
you're like three of them stacked on top of each other.
Are the coaches midgets too? That is probably where you should recruit for the Dwarf Football League.
Yeah, the DWFL?
Pipeline.
The
Pipeline.
DFL is Pipeline.
All right, last but not least, number one, the Deaf Leopards.
The all right, the Arkansas School for the Deaf Leopards.
No.
Yes. Way. The Arkansas School for the Deaf Leopards. This may be the greatest
mascot. Hold on, they can't hear?
This may be the greatest mascot. Obviously, it's not.
They're deaf.
To the same question
deaf
to before, school. The people who go there, they can't hear.
Yes.
And that's their mascots, the deaf.
Yes. Fans. So, apparently, in May 2016, Deaf Leopard met with the Deaf Leopards of the Arkansas School for the Deaf during their North American tour. How
that's
cool is that?
Well, that's
you want to talk about embracing the grind?
That's pretty
this
cool.
Would be like the if it was the Arkansas School for the Blind, you know, dates.
I'd take the Leopards.
The School for the Blind dates.
Yeah, I'd take the Leopards.
I'd take Leopards too.
Money line.
I'd also rather be deaf.
Midgets, money line.
Against who?
Everybody. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. To me, that is the best one.
Solid list.
Your favorite. I told you the Arkansas School for the Deaf Leopards is mine. What would be your favorite? Or actually,
what was the one? You can't really beat the Butt Pirates. How are you going to beat the Butt Pirates?
That one's tough. I don't know. Name your mascot the Chinks?
Yeah.
That's pretty up there.
That one got changed, though, right?
Yeah,
We made a lot of changes in the 90s. I'm proud of my generation.
Yeah, not until 1980. Like, can you imagine the uproar now? We can't even have Redskins. We're lucky to have the Braves.
Yeah, well, we won't for long.
No, there'll be something. But I don't know. What was yours?
Probably the Hooperstown Corn Jerkers. Good for that cob of corn. Good for him. Good for him.
All right, the producers, guys, before we get on up out of here, they've sent us a bonus one. All right. We gotta be even. Even Stevens, right out of here. Hailing from California.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
The Coachella Valley High School Arabs.
No way.
The Arabs.
The Arabs? That's in California?
Yeah.
How'd they get away with that?
Found them.
Coachella.
What did I say? Coachella?
Coachella.
Coachella.
Is that where the music festival
sorry,
is?
I don't have a bracelet made out of Skittles.
So they're called the
Take
Arab.
LSD.
So if you go to high school there in Coachella, you're
Arab. Arab.
You're Arab.
You're Arab.
This is what we like to do, and we're proud of being Arabs.
There's no way that school still exists.
We'll have to have the get our research team on it.
How do we land on that, Coach?
Go Arab.
Like, your mascot can be anything.
A lot of gas stations.
Anything.
That's Indian. That's Indian.
That's still funny, though.
I mean.
3 days ago.
In California. Can you believe that?
Y'all got poop on the streets, but 3 days ago.
But, like, honestly, though, how is it disrespectful? Like,
it's just
called
weird.
The Arabs.
It's not like, disrespectful. What, it's weird. That's your high school.
If it was the Coachella Valley Caucasians.
We need more representation.
Yeah.
We need white more faces.
There's not enough white representation.
The white faces, I'm over here applauding.
Yeah.
All right. Ha ha. We got the Caucasians. They'll be offended by this. We want the representation.
No. What's their mascot?
It's an Arab.
No, it's not.
It looks exactly like what if
is
you
is that it?
It's not like a not like a
no, David, look at this. I'll show you. Look, it looks like he's about to try to kill Aladdin.
I thought it was a C4.
No way.
Yeah, that's like the most stereotypical Arab. I thought it was the Saudi prince for a while.
Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Yeah, amazing. Coke, is it in you?
Pretty explosive team.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Let's see if they change it. I wonder who they're going to go with. Maybe
again, is that an area of the country that only has Arabs there? That would make more sense. I can get behind it then.
It has to be, right?
Or is it just
well, is it a bunch like sometimes they there? Let like the students vote on the mascot? Like I remember, you remember in Ole Miss, they're like, "Oh, we got to change it from Rebels." And the last three were like Landsharks, Black Bears, and Admiral Akbar, because they let people. The guy on Star Wars, he's like,
"Aren't they still the Rebels though?"
Yeah, everybody still calls them.
I thought they're the,
but you remember the Black Bears? No, the Black Bears.
Huh?
Black Bears.
Black
won.
Bears.
Yeah, Black Bears won. Yeah, it did. Y'all think I'm. Tamara, we have a correction. 2014, so not 3 days ago.
Great.
Almost a decade ago.
10 years ago.
Justin, what did they change it to? The Mighty Arabs.
I'm starting to get...
Least boy, he's capable.
Now you're telling me they just doubled down.
At least he's capable.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, if you're going to... Do you. I'm trying to dance around this lightly. I'm trying to dance around.
Go straight at it, Jake.
You can't, because we'll get kicked off YouTube.
Hey, I see.
Will we, though? We haven't even got our first strike yet, right?
We just got in the batter's box.
Yeah, I mean, at least.
I need to,
I'm just eyeing that first pitch here. Oh, swinging.
Look, yeah, it's a 1-0 count.
I said dead red.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a 1-0 count. I may throw my back out swinging. You want to play a game called Guess What's Coming Out of His Hand? And I'm not talking about the one you played your sophomore year in high school.
They thrown his back out. You know who Jake played for in high school?
Tell him. The Corn Jerkers.
Butt Pirates.
No way. The corn. What if the Corn Jerkers played the Butt
Pirates? No, ours was a very...
What if the Corn Jerkers played the Butt Pirates?
Well, that's basically prison.
I'm going to be out there jerking butts.
I mean, look, our high school was the Blue Devils. People thought that was offensive.
That is offensive, you monster.
We were the Bulldogs. What if we were very creative.
Blue Devils versus the Red Devils. That'd be one hell of a game.
Do you want to know something crazy?
You're welcome for that.
You want to know something crazy, though, about our high school mascot? I don't think I've ever told anybody this story. And I'm not going to say his name. All my buddies are going to know who it is. But one of our teammates had the Bulldog mascot, like a real-life Bulldog, like a English Bulldog. You know, like the ones that look like Winston Churchill. They're just like,
yeah.
Eh. And this, he had a pool. And I remember one time we went over there, and he's like, man, I gotta show you all the craziest thing. And he was like, Bulldogs really aren't afraid of anything. Like, they're just... built like that. But he would take the dog and he would drop it, just the dog, in the shallow end of the pool. The dog would sink straight to the bottom. I'm talking the shallow end, not the deep end. The shallow end would sink straight to the bottom and not move, David. He wouldn't try and swim.
That's all going on.
No, like, it would just sink and would sink to the bottom, because they sink, would sink to the bottom, and it was just sitting there with, like, bubbles coming out of its mouth, just, like, looking.
Until he just died?
No, they did. He would always pull him up after like 20 seconds.
You're talking about BR, aren't you? Who did this?
No.
This was a friend
yes,
of yours?
Yes, BR. Yes, BR. Well, we had two BRs,
yeah.
Remember?
That was a friend of yours?
Yeah, but like, dude, the dog was so well taken care of. The dog lived a very long
time. Oh, that kid sounds like he's the starting quarterback for the Maniacs.
Well, he did play quarterback. It's kind of funny you bring that up.
Yeah, let's not get too, you know, too deep in it. But no, the Bulldog would not even try and swim. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. So,
you know what else is crazy? Right here.
What, you flexing?
This is pretty crazy right here.
Nugenix, Total T, testosterone booster. Well, we want to know which one you think.
Happy was the Thursday.
Most yeah, have a great Thursday. Got a great Final Four preview for you tomorrow. Make sure you check out our YAF event down in Gainesville, Florida. Going to be screening Lady Ballers, taking questions, helping giving answers. How we're having to talk about keeping men out of women's sports. I don't understand how this is a thing.
We'll do.
But sadly, it is. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, and we'll catch y'all in the morning. We got some more big announcements coming. Goodbye.